Hello, everyone. This is another episode of Wow Word. Wow Word. And folks, you know, this show, as I said, we discuss a lot of different things on here. And, you know, today we're going to be discussing some current events. You know, it's been a lot of tragic things that's been going on. So we're going to be talking, this episode is going to be talking about police brutality. And it's, you know, in racism. That's what we're going to be talking about right now. Okay. The reason why I'm talking about this is because at the time of this recording, we had tragically another police killing of another black man, unarmed black man, in Minneapolis. Actually, you know, so the man's name was George Floyd. So I think we always got to keep that in mind and not just have it be like, oh, another black man. You know, this is a person who has family, who cares about him. And, you know, it's just a larger conversation of, you know, police brutality and what is accountability? That's going to be another question that we're talking about. What is accountability? Okay. So I definitely want us to have that conversation and I want you to get back to me and tell me how you feel, you know, so how are you feeling about all of this going on and what should we do? Okay. Cause all of us tend to be, well, I'm gonna speak for myself. I tend to be very solution oriented, but this stuff is very, very scary. You know, it's very scary, racism and all of that. So that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode of Wow Word. Okay, so we're back. So this is Wow Word. So this episode, we're talking about police brutality and what can we do about it and what should we do? What should be done? I know when I was watching the news today, I was very, very upset. Very upset, very scared, actually, and just lost, you know, just lost, you know. Because you hear about a lot of these things happen so often, you know, another black person killed by people in authority, you know, and before some people start making that horrible comparison between black on black crime and all of that, you know, you can't make that comparison, you know, like the police, they get paid to protect and serve, like our tax dollars go to the police to protect and serve us. Okay. So yes, I'm not trying to bash all police officers. Okay. But it's a tiny minority that is, you know, continuing to do this stuff. That's continuing to kill unarmed black people and nothing is being done. You know, nothing is being done about it. You know? So I'm just looking at some of the recent things that has happened in 2020. Already. So we have Ahmaud Arbery, and he wasn't killed by the police, but he was killed by two white people, just chased and killed, you know, just jogging. Breonna Taylor in Louisville. Okay, she was a black nurse. So just think about all the years that she went to school to try to help people, you know, trying to cure people and help the sick and help her community, just for her to be killed in her home, you know. So like you said, you can't achieve your way out of racism, you know. Unfortunately, you can't achieve your way out of racism. George Floyd, like I said, they said he was forging something, but that's not enough to kill someone, you know. Forging something, you know, that's why we have a judicial system. You can't just kill people. You know, I remember getting into an argument with somebody at my job. You know, I'm a teacher, public school teacher. And it was another sub that was there. And, you know, he pretty much was an old black gentleman, you know. And this is just one of the many conversations that we have in our community. You know, like I said, we're not all monolithic. We don't all think alike. Granted. But he was one of those older people who was trying to always, he was kind of trying to put the blame on black people themselves for when this stuff goes on. Like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have been wearing a hoodie. Maybe you shouldn't been having your pants hanging too low. And that has nothing to do with why these things happen. You know, racism, unfortunately, in America is built into the cake of America. Okay, so if you bake a cake and you put some salt in it, in the cake, it's going to taste salty. It doesn't matter how much cream and how much stuff you try to put on the outside, it's baked into the cake. So it's going to taste salty, you know, and that's unfortunately what racism is in this country. It's baked into the cake. Now, with me saying that, that's not me saying that we shouldn't do anything about it and we shouldn't hold people accountable. And the people that we definitely need to hold accountable are people who have the license to kill and who actually are supposed to protect and serve us. We pay our tax dollars for that purpose. Okay. So it's been a lot of interesting conversations online. You know, a lot of people are upset, justifiably so. But then every time these things happen, we, and when I say we, I'm talking about the black community right now. We have a lot of arguments about, like, okay, what is the route we're going to, what route should we go to solve this issue? So some people want to go the MLK route, and then some people want to go Malcolm X route. So I feel like we're having this same debate over and over and over. It's just in a different form, but it's talking about the same issue, racism, okay? So the MLK route pretty much is, you know, we march, and we try to change the hearts of people, you know. And you got the Malcolm X route that's like, hey, we are going to, you know, by any means necessary, we need to protect ourselves. We got to get our guns. And to a certain degree, both of them are right to a certain degree. Okay. But what I don't like is when you have one group try to, you know, pretty much degrade the other group. You know, in terms of their thought. Okay, so you got the MLK side, and then you got the Malcolm X side. And a lot of times we end up fighting each other so much in terms of what should we do about this issue. And we kind of sometimes degrade each other in our conversations and in our exchanges with one another, because we're all upset about the same thing. We're all upset about racism. And we're all in this boat together. Even though we have different approaches and perspectives on how to deal with it, we're all in this boat together. You know, even people I vehemently disagree with, you know, we're all in this together. If you have black skin and you're in melanated skin, this is an issue that is going to hit you, that hits you, you know, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you know. So let's get into this. Yeah, so how should we hold people accountable? Okay, and one of the things I want to do is I want to just break down what racism is, because that's a whole nother conversation that we've been having in when this stuff happens. You know, we have a lot of conversations about what is racism, because I think you got to have that conversation in order to really break down what the solution should be. Okay, so look, so we got one definition of racism. It goes like this: prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against anyone or a different race based on a belief that one's own race is superior. Okay, so that's the definition that pretty much everyone goes with. I'm seeing a persistent theme of people saying, oh, you know, you only can be racist if, you know, you have power over that person. And I don't necessarily all the way agree with that, because you can still be racist even if you are black, you know. So that's a whole nother conversation. But let me read the second one, because this is the one that I think a lot of people miss when they just say racism is only about power. Okay, racism is definitely about power and being able to discriminate and not get people jobs and all of that. So that's one form of racism. Yes, that's not the only form. So let's get into this other one. It says the belief that all members of each race possess characteristics or abilities specific to that race, especially so as to distinguish it as inferior or superior to another race or races. Okay, so this is the part where everybody want to gloss over. Okay, so if you say something like, oh, this person's Asian, that's why they're good at math, that's racist. Okay, that's racist. Oh, this person is, you know, they're good in bed or whatever. They have a big, you know what, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they're black, you know, oh, they're black. That's the reason why they're good. Or, oh, they're only good at basketball because they're black. You know, those are examples of racism. Now, are those examples, you know, I don't have any power over LeBron James, right? Any fan who said that, black or white, if you are attributing to something based on this concept of race, then that's by definition racism, okay? And the reason why I needed to bring that up is because I think one of the ways that we can try to end racism is we definitely got to educate folks, you know what I'm saying? Now, I may sound like I'm contradicting myself, and I probably am to a certain degree, but racism, like I said, is so baked into the cake of America. You know, we're talking about all the way from 1619 all the way till now. Okay, so that leads me to my next point. What can government do and what can't government do? Now, government making laws, all of that stuff is great. Okay, and I, like I said, I'm a big proponent, big supporter of you going out there and voting and holding people accountable. Okay, but the uncomfortable reality, the uncomfortable truth is that no politician can get up there and say, I 100% guarantee that police shootings won't happen again, right? They can say that I'm going to hold them accountable, but they can't guarantee that they won't ever happen again. Or even this other story I saw, this woman who was in Central Park, and she just automatically thought that this black guy was threatening her, all because he said, hey, maybe your dog should be on a leash. And she didn't want to do that, and she called the police on the black man and said that, oh, he's making me feel threatened, and he recorded her. Now, this can be, you know, that's still tragic that we still have people who think like that, but he recorded her, and she got fired. And her job said, hey, we don't tolerate racism. So that can be a silver lining, you know, but like I said, the 2020 election is going on. And this is an issue. This police brutality issue is an issue that always comes up, rightly so. But we got to understand what government can do and what they can't do. You know, over like 100-some years or 200-some years, maybe attitudes can change, you know, if we just educate people and hopefully spread love, you know, and hopefully over time, over a long, long period of time, because it took a long, long time for this racism, this racist thought, to be crystallized into people's heads. People don't really understand it. Like, now we don't see as many Klansmen or people having masks or sheets over their head. But racism is now, it's not just about overt violence. It's not just about overt violence against black people. It's about implicit thoughts and you know, that you have from, you know, when you're very, very little. You know, a lot of times we're not even aware of a lot of the ideas that we believe and why we believe them. You know, so that's just the very, very frank and honest truth about racism. It's no politician that can just snap their fingers or pass legislation that will prevent all of these type of racist thoughts and attitudes and these actions from happening. Now, what government can do, government can hold people accountable. And like I said, start prosecuting some of these police who kill unarmed black people or unarmed people in general. But we know that this issue is disproportionately happening to black people. Okay. So that's my take on it. And something else that I thought about, and I saw a very, very chilling post, but it was very true. And it was a friend of mine, and you know, we go to the same church, but she was pretty much talking about how she was afraid of raising a black boy in this society in America today, you know, in North America today. She was, you know, afraid, because like, what can you do? You know, look at, like I said, Breonna Taylor, her parents or her community, you know, they did everything they could for her to do the right thing. She did all the right things. She went to school. She was a nurse, just for her to be killed on, you know, by the police because they mistakenly went to the wrong house. You know, Johann John, I'm probably mispronouncing that name, Boham John. He was another person in Texas, and he got killed in his home. You know, so it doesn't, like, you know, so it's like, what control do we have? You know, and that's just something for me. I don't like not having control. You know, that's something that I'm very, very frightened about. You know, but when you really start thinking about it, we don't have control over that. Like, racism, it doesn't matter how many degrees I have. It doesn't matter how articulate I am, how loving I am. You know, your life can be taken because of racism very quickly. You know, and some people deny that. Some people still deny that. You know, some quote unquote conservatives deny that. And that's why it's a very, very stark choice. It's a very, very, it's not a false equivalency, like all politicians lie or whatever. One party is about holding police departments accountable and making them report how many times they use weapons or force, daily force against black people and all of that, and have more transparency on how many times they do that and how many times they don't. So one party is for increased scrutiny of police, and another party is like, no, we don't want to, we want less regulation of police. So if you just look at the Biden plan, like I said, I'm not saying Biden's going to come in and cure racism, but what one party can do is they can try to hold, they'd be more likely to hold police departments accountable for when this stuff does happen. Okay, so that's why when sometimes I get into debates about this, and then they'll show me a police shooting, and they'll be like, oh, you see, he didn't do anything to stop that. You know, no, he didn't, and he can't. You know, it was police shootings during when Obama was a president. You know, Trayvon Martin. Obama got in trouble, quote unquote. He told the truth, in my opinion, but a lot of white folks didn't want to hear it. He said, hey, if Trayvon was my son, Trayvon could have been my son. And everybody got all upset about him saying that. Oh, Obama, what are you doing? Why would you say that? He was telling the truth. The truth came out. But Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Laquan McDonald, all of that stuff happened under Obama. So it's not like we can blame Obama for that. Right? You can't blame him for that. Right? So you can't blame a president for, you know, these police shootings happening. But what you can blame them for is when Trump got into office, he started to push back. Like, they had something called consent decrees. So if you don't know what those are, go look them up. But they pretty much, in Baltimore, we had Freddie Gray happen, right? That was under Obama. But they had a consent decree pretty much saying, hey, now the Baltimore Police Department, y'all have to be under extra scrutiny from the federal government. So y'all got to report how many times y'all use y'all weapon. Y'all got to report how many times y'all stop black people, like on traffic stops. Y'all have to report all of that stuff. And it's going to be, and if y'all are found to be discriminatory, it's some consequences for that. You see what I'm saying? Some increased scrutiny of what they're doing. And it's actually some type of data collection so we can see, oh, are you being discriminatory against blacks or not, right? But Trump and a lot of other conservatives, they don't believe in that. They want less scrutiny of the police. And then even when you look at Trump and look at the other policies, so minus all the other statements and all the other stuff, tweets and all of that, we got to be focused on the policy. Focus on the policy. You know, don't, you know, magicians, a lot of times they try to trick you with all the other stuff, right? And he has said other reprehensible and horrible stuff, but let's focus on the policy. When he first got in, he started to roll back a lot of civil rights protections in the Department of Education, in the Department of Justice, in health, in the HHS. right? In housing. So in car lending, in bank lending. So people who was discriminating against black folk and other minorities and trying to get a car, right? Or trying to get housing. He was rolling back some of those protections, which resulted in people being able to be discriminated against more easily, right? Or more likely, right, to be discriminated against. When you get into voting, right, in certain states, like we talked about last episode, some states, they don't want black people to vote. They don't want black people to vote. You know, they wanted to have the voter ID and all of this stuff, right? And they, in North Carolina, they pretty much said, hey, their voter ID law, it discriminated against blacks with laser-like precision. Okay, so this is the type of stuff that you need to focus on when we have these type of things happen, right? So nobody on earth can, like you said, prevent racism. You know, the thing that we need to make sure we do is hold people accountable, and hopefully over time these things stop happening as you know, they don't happen so frequently, or not as frequently, right? So that's what we can look forward to. Okay, so hold them accountable. And that's just my thoughts on what happened today, you know. But everyone be safe. And next week, like I said, we'll talk about some other things. But I just want to, you know, what do you think? What do you think? So what is accountability? What is racism? How do we end racism? What do y'all think? Okay. So this has been another episode of Wow Word. Okay. All right. Peace.